Fraudulent labeling. Agenda 2030. The way the UN is dragging the world into the abyss. Agenda 21 is a UN action program that was adopted by 182 countries as early as 1992 at the Conference on Environment and Development in Rio de Janeiro. It contains specific developmental and environmental policy recommendations for action in the 21st century. With the 2030 agenda adopted by the UN in 2015, the goals of Agenda 21 were then further developed in line with the challenges that had grown worldwide and now applied equally to all countries. The official goal of the 17 key points of the 2030 agenda is to respond to a deterioration of the situation in each country and to improve the world under the premise of sustainability. The 2015 UN General Assembly resolution states, "We are resolved to free the human race from the tyranny of poverty and want, and to heal and secure our planet. We are determined to take the bold and transformative steps which are urgently needed to shift the world onto a sustainable and resilient path. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind." However, a closer look at political programs reveals that they consistently pursue goals that are quite different from those that are ostensibly highlighted to populations. Keeping this aspect of deception in mind, KLA-TV took a close look at 12 of the 17 key points of the 2030 agenda and decoded them in such a way that viewers around the world can compare what the positively formulated goals actually mean in practice.
Goal number one, end poverty in all its forms, everywhere. Instead, one can observe that entire populations are being made dependent on state subsidies, which results in society being insidiously led into a socialist system. Nations get trapped into debt through the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, from which they will never escape. Goal number two, end hunger, achieve food security, and improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture. However, we observe the destruction of natural, biological, small-scale agriculture, while at the same time, multinational corporations increasingly control global food production through industrial agriculture, genetic engineering, and agricultural chemicals. Goal number three, ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. We observe, instead, compulsory vaccination is being introduced everywhere, and natural healing methods are being suppressed or persecuted. As a result, people are being more and more dominated by the pharmaceutical industry, whose drugs have evidently sickened and even reduced the population. Goal number four, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Instead of this, as a result of Agenda 21 and 2030 in particular, the level of education has rather been declining worldwide. With the help of so-called educational standards and Common Core education, the population is being manipulated from an early age so that people become uncritical and accept anything, and as a result of this, remain passive. Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Instead, we can observe the natural, traditional family and lifestyles are vanishing. Women are being used as cheap labor, and children are being raised by the state. We have also been moving towards the goal of a genderless society for decades. While feminism is being pushed forward, on the other hand, all masculine characteristics are being suppressed. The promotion of a transgender ideology has dramatically increased the number of sex change operations among young people, which will ultimately allow reproduction to be controlled by the state. Goal number six, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. But the facts show the opposite and must be stated. 90% of the world's water is consumed by the raw material industry, which is dominated by multinational corporations. These same corporations are at the same time strongly promoting the privatization of water supply worldwide. Today, a few multinational corporations dominate global water markets, which is turning water more and more into a luxury good, while preventing any self-sufficiency and independence for the population. Goal 7. Ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. The fact is, however, that in Germany, for example, the expansion of renewable energies has kicked up electricity prices tremendously. Above all, the consumers have been required to pay for this. Goal 8. Promote sustained, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. But what can be observed is that international corporations are increasingly dictating working conditions through globalization, ruthlessly exploiting people, and at the same time taking over or destroying smaller companies on a large scale. For example, the 5 largest internet companies alone took over 436 companies worth $131 billion in the past 10 years. The result is that, ultimately, only a handful of monopolizing groups will remain. Goal 9. Build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. However, it has to be stated that the opposite, so deindustrialization, is taking place in numerous countries, and has in some cases led to a significant increase in unemployment. At the same time, many countries, through promotional loans, were lured into government over-indebtedness and, consequently, into a debt trap. The result is a sellout of domestic resources, infrastructure, and manpower. Goal 10. Reduce inequality within and among countries. Economist Valentin Lang examined in a study the consequences of globalization in 147 countries between 1970 and 2014, and he came to the following sobering conclusion. Although income differences between countries are narrowing, income gaps within the population are widening. While the incomes of the higher-earning upper class increased, the average population is the big loser. They are often plunged into poverty, hunger, and lack of prospects by international corporations, which are the main profiteers of globalization. These corporations ruthlessly exploit countries and their populations, resulting in an increase in inequality instead of the promised disparity reduction. Goal 11. Make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Instead of this, though, total surveillance of the population is rather being pushed in the name of security. For example, more and more countries are using facial recognition technology for surveillance. In public places in the cities, people's faces are automatically scanned and processed by an algorithm. In addition, strict gun laws are supposed to ensure greater security. But factually, gun bans do not disarm a single criminal, but only law-abiding citizens, thereby preventing rebellions by the people and solely ensuring the safety of the oligarchs in control of the resources. Goal 12. Ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. Instead of this, the imposition of penalizing taxes force people to abandon proven technologies. For example, due to the CO2 tax on fossil fuel consumption, new coal-fired power plants are being dismantled in Germany, but continue to operate in other countries. The situation is similar for diesel vehicles. In addition, a social credit system based on China's model is being prepared step by step in the name of the Great Reset, both in Germany and in all other countries of the world. As a result, anyone who does not comply with the government can have their freedoms and basic rights massively curtailed, including their right to livelihood, for example, the right to purchase food.
So these are the facts about the investigated alleged improvements. In conclusion, if one now compares the many aspired and beautifully formulated goals with the actual developments, one realizes that it is a case of, you could say, fraudulent labeling. Interestingly enough, the symbol used for the 2030 agenda is the same as for the Great Reset planned by the WEF. But no improvement in this world situation can be expected from a self-appointed elite such as the World Economic Forum. On the contrary, their new world order is nothing more than the self-enrichment of a few financial oligarchs at the expense of the general public. Therefore, there is simply a need for a new world leadership with an overall awareness that must emerge and mature from the people. Any longed-for improvement of the world situation is therefore the duty of a well-informed population that additionally needs to be willing to take personal responsibility.